Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The FCC is officially bringing forward a proposal to ban free speech in the United States. Openly, on its face, and it's being debated like it's reasonable, but then when you criticize it, the media says it doesn't exist. It's like amnesty. Again, they've shifted into complete lying and military operations, psych warfare against us. We've got incredible financial news. I will cover. It's been piling up all week. We've got this bombing situation in England that I'm going to boil down and go over in the next segment. I know that we have Maggie and George and Matt and many others that are holding. We're going to take a lot of calls today at 1-800-259-9231. Matt Kazee, who's a 9/11 truther and also reported for Infowars.com from the Browns property in New Hampshire and also was there covering things for us with the Virginia Tech shooting in Blacksburg. Matt, what's going on?
Well, I got a couple updates for you, Alex. I just finished a 3-hour documentary on my experiences going up and staying with the Browns. And we launched a website for that. If people want to check that out, it's 33rdparallel.tv. And I had a message from Ed and Elaine. They wanted me to thank you. They can't thank you enough, Alex. You've really gone the extra mile, and that's exactly what we need in this country. And they just wanted me to thank you. And I thank you, too, Alex.
Well, thank you, Matt. What do you think about the New York police going, hey, the Film Society says all videotaping, all photography is filmmaking. You got to have a $1 million permit to do it. Of course, the law is if it's news gathering or free speech, they can't stop you. But the thug cops don't care. They'll still arrest you. What do you think about this?
Well, then they got to hold themselves to the same standards. If they're going to videotape us everywhere we go in public, it's ridiculous. I dare them to try and enforce that. That's all I got to say.
Well, there's an assault on free speech, though, across the board. I mean, there is an attack on liberty and freedom at every single level, from every angle. I mean, it is so massive, and there are so many facets to this. All over the world, they're attacking free speech. They're making their move. And, Matt, that shows me it's because we're having an effect.
That's it. They're scared to death. They have to make their move now. But they try and shut that thing down. It's going to do what everything else has been doing, blow up in their face. Hey, Alex, I've got two Virginia Tech updates that I think you will find very enlightening. Okay, supposedly we've been continuing to have bomb threats in the very buildings where the bomb threats always were. Supposedly behind a door with a sign on it that said bomb inside, they found a videotape of a guy in a black trench coat who swore to avenge Cho. And one other thing that you're going to find very interesting. Now, I'd reported on this before. A couple of weeks after the shooting, they sent divers down into a pond, which around here everybody calls the duck pond. Now, here's what's interesting. Just 2 days ago, 2 or 3 days ago, they drained the duck pond. They sent in people with metal detectors because they're looking for a missing hard drive.
Well, we know that thing was staged. They've got a mind control base there. You've confirmed a DARPA mind control base. Blacksburg is known for CIA control. They have a CIA liaison program there with the students at the school. They have weird ROTC people running around in camouflage constantly doing drills. They had a shooting drills in the months before. They had another shooting tied to ROTC there, a mass shooting.
Yeah, I'm officially going on the record and saying, from all my investigations, point to 100% black op.
Well, of course. Look at this England thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a smoking car, and then, oh, on a website, someone said, today I say rejoice by Allah, London shall be bombed. Well, why is our government bringing in record numbers of Muslims? I mean, let's say they're really going to bomb us, they're going to do this. 2 weeks ago, the White House says we're going to have suicide bombings in England and the U.S., and then magically they foil this one, and MI5's been caught hundreds of times staging attacks and saying the IRA did it. They were caught running the 7/7 attacks. It's the government, period. Hey, Matt, I appreciate you. Stay there. I want to ask you a question during the break. We're going to come back, get into the bombing, get into a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease-activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Sir, a bunch of calls right now, 1-800-259-9231. Then I'm going to get into the latest bombing boiled in London right when Gordon Brown, Mr. New World Order, comes into power. And every indicator, every signature, every earmark, every hallmark, every wavelength, all the MO, it is a total op. Now, there may be a mentally ill Muslim who was in government custody. About 10% of the time, it's one, or 12% or so, it's one of those. I've actually done numbers before. In England, it's generally mentally ill. It's even a little bit lower numbers here. And then they provoke a term into doing it. His handler will be a known MI6 or MI5 Muslim control mothership, basically, running a bunch of these patsies. The FBI here goes and finds homeless, retarded black teenagers, or they find 18-year-old Muslims and deliver ammonium nitrate to them in Toronto. I mean, you know the MO 1,000 times. Where they create fake clan groups that are so drunk that they literally can't even get out of their trailers, and then they claim they were planning to assault the Capitol and kill the president. I mean, I've seen this hundreds and hundreds of times, no exaggeration. So, classic MO, and I'm just glad that the British were caught with their hot attack, their actual live attack of 7/7, so they've kind of backed off killing right now, and then, so they're just doing smug bomb staged events. That's certainly a plus right there. Let's go to Maggie in Texas right now. Maggie, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. 2 days ago, you were talking about an Austin videographer who had moved to Guatemala a few years ago to start a TV venture, and you were wondering what became of her. Well, I did a little research, and I've found out how you can get in contact with her.
Oh, good. Patricia Moore's doing good?
From what I've found out, well, I have what I think is a fail-safe contact address, which I will send you. Is it to Aaron? My impression is that she herself is okay, but that the venture failed. At least it doesn't exist under its original name because...
Where does she live now?
I don't know, but she has been seen recently in Texas. In fact, she was spotted recently in Austin. I don't know where she's actually living.
Can you email me all that info to aaron@infowars.com?
I sure will.
Yeah, no, she's a great lady. She shot video in Chiapas during the... And I mean, it's like people in grass huts burning with troops running around shooting. It's just a man. And I was just thinking, my God, that's powerful. And I wanted to get in contact with her. And I forget what I was paralleling it or dovetailing it with. Oh, just how journalists have to hide in third world police states. And I guess the U.S. is becoming that.
Sounds like that. So this is opportune. I'll send you the email address of... a relative of hers who does not live in Austin, and what other information I came up with.
Well, that's really sweet of you, Maggie. Anything else?
No, not at this moment.
Yeah, I would need to email Patricia because, you know, she's deaf, so I wouldn't be able to even talk to her over the phone. So I'll. But thank you for doing that. What do you think about the New York police saying they're going to not let anybody film anymore?
You know, I saw that on Drudge Report last night, and I was thinking that it was horrible. I have a little digital camera that doesn't look like a video cam, though it is a video cam for YouTube-size productions. And I like to keep that handy, but I suppose any camera will be suspect now.
Well, again, they're going to videotape us, they're going to prod us, they're going to search us, now not just in the airports, but on the streets of New York. First it was airports, then the trains, now the streets, and now they're having talk and frisk, or ask and frisk, from Maryland to Texas. They literally just line you up and search you. I mean, it's just, this is not freedom, and knock and talks in Austin, hey, mind if I search your house without a warrant? I mean, folks, this is scary.
Right, it's horrible, but it didn't surprise me.
Absolutely. I appreciate you calling in, Maggie, and thanks for that info. Again, I've studied history, and once a country goes bad, once they start getting away with these basic things, there's no end. It almost always leads directly to mass murder. I would say 95% of the time. Bare minimum, they take your pension funds, your houses, they call in your mortgages, I just can't believe they're doing it. And I yell and scream. I'd be more effective if I tried to plead with the police and be nice to them. But I'm just had it up to here. I just don't care anymore. And I know there's a lot of good police and good people in government, but the government itself's gone bad, and I just can't handle it anymore. I just can't handle seeing my country torn limb from limb anymore. You know, I was doing research on Alexander Solzhenitsyn and the Gulag Archipelago last night, and I was reading Encyclopedia Britannica, Wikipedia, a couple others, some university studies, and he estimated that a third of the people in St. Petersburg were taken to forced labor camps, and over half of them died. And then the Soviet records were released about a decade ago. He wrote that book back in the 60s, Gulag Archipelago. And they found, oh, no, it was much worse than Solzhenitsyn said from the census. The Russians killed around 35% of their population. Oh, God almighty. It's hardcore. And then when I actually tracked down his own writings and tapes of Brzezinski saying, yeah, we supported Pol Pot, and he wouldn't have got through, it wasn't for us, and he killed 2 million. And, you know, that's it's the way it is. Yeah, we supported that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm the architect killing 2 million. Mm-hmm. Stop! I'm the architect killing millions. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. And they are the people that set up the architecture of this country today. 24/7, they think about one thing, consolidating everything. It's called total supremacy, hyper dominance. You understand that? They literally, it's genetic with the elite. They want Total dominance. They want it right now. And they're not playing games. It's savage. And the people running things ran the communists, ran the Nazis. They run the extermination squads in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia. All they want to do is kill you. Okay? Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. That's saying from Dr. No. I mean, that is literally it. Do you expect me to talk? No, I expect you to die. Okay? It's their ultimate pleasure, the ultimate expression of power. They want to murder you and your family. The government wants to murder you. George in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yes.
I'm kind of disappointed. I'm surprised you didn't try to get Sheriff Richard Mack on since it was the 10th year anniversary of him defeating the Brady Bill in the Supreme Court.
Yeah, well, that was a big conspiracy plan of mine to try to suppress the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with all this police state talk, I'm surprised you didn't have him on, you know, trying to make sense of all this. I mean, I've been talking like some of my local police.
I mean, are you wanting me to get aggressive with you? I mean, so I haven't done enough? I mean, are you really actually criticizing me for not having Sheriff Mack on?
No, I mean, I'm not really disappointed. I mean, you got a lot of guests you could put on.
Why don't you just say, why don't you have him on? Actually, we put a call into him a week ago. Okay?
All right. Sorry.
No, you don't need to say sorry to me. It's just that it's the attitude of you need to do this, you need to do that. I mean, I'm doing my best here. I get calls every day. Why aren't I having Ron Paul on more? Because he's busy and isn't coming on. Supposedly coming on next Thursday. Anything else, sir?
No. All right, thank you, Alex.
Well, listen, 10 years of Brady. But we still have the Brady Act, don't we? Look, I'm in a bad mood about what's happening to the First Amendment. I'm in a bad mood about what's happening to the country, and I'm not trying to get in a fight with you. George, okay, and if I sounded rude, I'm sorry. I can tell the callers are all being a little more rude and persnickety. We need to not tear each other apart. We're all mad about what's happening to the country, and we're like basically like piranha together in a tank biting each other. We need to call Bloomberg's office. You want to get in somebody's face, you want to get angry at somebody, you want to complain, call this pig, this New World Order, America-hating enemy of America. You call this piece of trash up at the mayor's office of film, theater, and broadcasting at 1697 Broadway, 6th floor entrance, 53rd Street, phone number 212-489-6710, and tell them you're mad about them wanting to destroy the First Amendment. Okay, so thank you, George. And, yes, we are trying to get Sheriff Mack on the show. I heard him on Derry Brownfield yesterday here on Genesis. I want to get him on. Let's just not get at each other's throats, okay? We're all doing what we can do. Matt, you're on the air. Matt, where are you calling from? Okay, we'll just go to Reese in New York when we get back after this break. You know, I understand people are upset, and I understand you're mad, okay? But you need to learn to keep the stuff downrange, and me too. Me too. At least you're upset, though, and angry. A lot of people on this movement just think it's like some kind of social club, swagger around, and this is life or death. You notice the Supreme Court struck down the Brady Bill as unconstitutional? But they'd always plan to go to an instant check, which is just nothing but a federal database, and they've used those federal databases now as the larger matrix threat database and total information awareness network database, and they passed the biggest gun control act since 68, 2 weeks ago, with NRA support. Again, they're attacking the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth, the Tenth, the country itself. They're making their move. They're making their move right now to destroy this country. By the way, a whole separate issue that I witnessed last night driving back to work at about 8 o'clock. I saw illegal aliens engaging in road rage everywhere. I'll tell you that story later, too, if I have time.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'm going to go to Reese, Danny, Ryan, Mark, Wesley, Wellington, many others that are patiently holding. Coming up here, I need to get into some of the news right now. Before I do that, if you want to understand the police state, you need to get my police state trilogy to witness the Marines training to take your children away from you and put you in concentration camps. Yeah, we got them on tape, mid-bidding. It's for America. Mm-hmm. Long before 9/11, by the way. And they've got large corps trained to do it. They'll never get away with it because we preemptively exposed them, but they're still going to try. Don't worry. What, are you against the Marines? I'm for them breaking up families. That's because I'm for the troops. I'm not for the troops when they turn into Nazi agents of death, no. That's the whole point. How dare the general staff in Germany go after Hitler? They were against the military. I just hope you'll get my Police State trilogy. I hope you'll get Terror Storm, the special edition we're now putting out, available at Infowars.com. I hope you'll get the DVDs and aggressively make copies, angrily make copies, militarily make copies, because this is how we're fighting the enemy with the truth. And we're going to defeat them, and we're going to win the hearts and minds of the people. We're going to unlock and empower their minds with the truth. You know, the globalists, it's all about dumbing people down and destroying them and confusing them and getting them blown out and broke and destroyed. We're here to empower. We're here to crush evil. We're here to smash them and run right over them. And we're here to stop wallowing around in front of them, lying on our bellies. I want you to get Terror Storm. I want you to get Loose Change, second edition. I want you to get Riddles and Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C., and the second volume of Secret Mystery Series, part two. Explores the highly controversial subject of America's capital. Was the city built to reflect the majesty of American freedom or the hidden agenda of secret societies? With every major cornerstone laid by Freemasons, was the city built in a Masonic pattern? Interesting film. You need to have Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C. You need to get all the great 9/11 books and other videos we carry by other researchers at infowars.com. And let's say you've already got some of my videos, you already know all about the New World Order. Well, how about you buy some of the videos to make copies of them, to give them to others, to wake them up? This is a race against time. We're having an effect, but it is sudden death over time, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a game. I'm literally sick right now with anger. I'm totally upset. And I try not to be. I just can't help it anymore. Every time I just hope for signs that we're not going into total tyranny, it just gets worse by the minute. And so many of the fools going along with it don't realize they're destroying their own future. So listen to me. Infowars.com. Go get the videos. That's how you support us. That's how we operate. That's how we fight the New World Order. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or 888-253-3139. And then, of course, there's PrisonPlanet.tv as well, PrisonPlanet.tv. Great activist tool. Go there and download all the films in super high quality, burn them to disk, the weekly TV shows, the in-studio interviews, the Sunday show we videotape, PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, folks. And I want to buy a bunch of really expensive servers. Each one's like the mortgage payment on a mansion, blowing every bit of cash we've got in reserves just so we can meet the goals of what people... People visit the sites, they watch the videos, they see the stuff, but it just doesn't pay for itself without you buying the videos and supporting us. And the advertisers I take on to fund the bandwidth and the employees here. Again, I'm not whining about it. We just need your support in this fight. All right. The London situation, let me... This news is just starting to really make me sick. I should have also only got like 4 hours sleep last night. I got to quit doing that. Trying to finish Endgame. I'm already physically getting angry just thinking about going to New York and having scum tell me I can't videotape on 9/11. Filth of the earth. Enemies of the Republic. Terror threat as London bombing foiled. We're going to get into that when we get back. We're going to get into banks set to call in a swath of loans. Another headline here. BIS warns of Great Depression dangers for credit spree. The Bank of International Settlements, the world's most prestigious financial body, says there's a good chance we're going to have a depression.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
Should I even get into this new London bombing hoax? We all know what it is. I mean, what's the point?
Look at the hate we're breeding. Look at the fear we're feeding. Look at the lives we're leading. The way we've always done before.
So good, so long, they have no idea how bad tyranny is and how it's always right outside the door, trying to pick its way in, trying to smile, trying to soothe you, tickling your ear, putting it all just right until you let it in. Then it convinces you to sit down and relax, go to sleep. You wake up, you're in chains, and the mask is off, and there's a demon right there in front of you, laughing as the maw of its mouth opens up. Takes a big chunk right out of your throat as it laughs, gurgling with your blood coursing down its bloody, murderous throat. Crank it up!
place could last forever. And in my first memories, they shot Kennedy. I went numb when I learned to see. So I never fell for Vietnam. We got the wall of the sea to remind us all that you can't trust freedom when it's not in your hands. When everybody fighting for the promised land.
Yeah, that says it all right there.
It feeds the rich while it buries the poor.
Did you hear him? When they shot Kennedy, I went numb when I learned the scene. Yeah. Well, I didn't go numb, but I learned the scene. You know, it's real simple. I want people to understand my psychology. You know where I come from. I don't even claim to be a good person. I'm not perfect. None of us are. But I remember being like 11 years old when the first time somebody 3 or 4 years older than me started beating me up. And I just learned that when somebody, you know, gets on top of me and is sitting on my chest punching me in the face, that it was instinctively built into me to throw them off of me and start stomping their head in. And, frankly, I would, in my life, and I'm not claiming to be some tough guy, I'm kind of like that Jack Russell Terrier that took on those pit bulls that were trying to kill those little kids. I mean, I'm nothing, folks, but I can't help it. I'm gonna bite right back. That's just who I am. And I learned it felt good when somebody a lot bigger and a lot tougher assaulted me, and then I just started swinging and they went down. And I am like a sheepdog, with Mark Kornke's analogy. I heard it many years ago. The general public are sheep, New World Order are wolves, and we've got to be the sheepdogs, folks. And a sheepdog instinctively is bred to not like wolves and want to attack wolves. And human beings, men, are meant to be sheepdogs over the women and children. We're meant to know the scene, know how things work, be involved, and stand up for our people's freedom. All the instincts that you feel when you feel aggressive or powerful or vitriolic when you watch sports or when you watch boxing, those are all instincts for defending your family. That's why you feel such excitement, because that's a core drive in your psyche. Well, I mean, I'm just somebody who found out what my core drive was really meant for. When I found out there was a global elite trying to destroy my country, I got involved. Then I learned more and more. And now I've learned that they actually like killing people and they're psychopaths, and I'm freaked out, okay? I'm real freaked out that the cops are too stupid to know what they're part of, that the public's too dumb. And I do have a guardian spirit. I mean, I really think that's the description of what I am, who I am. I have a guardian spirit. I don't want to control people's lives. I don't want to be, I like seeing people do well. I always thought that's how everybody else thought. I didn't know that, frankly, the governing spirit of the world is greed and envy and avarice and people trying to pull you down because they instinctively think that puts them up. When they don't know, that just brings them down even lower. I'm always shocked by the scum in this movement. The scum's everywhere. We are a fallen race, a fallen species. We are sinners, folks. It's real. We got problems. The humanists tell you we don't have sin. 200 million killed last century. What do you call that? I mean, what do you call dying core kidnapping little kids? If that isn't evil, beam me up, Scotty, because I can't handle it anymore, folks. And the real evil is the spirit of denial by the yuppies and the trendies and just all the rest of you. As long as you got your little sub-niche costume and your little niche of friends, and you all feel self-important and you're all off delusional, you think everything's honky-dory. It is not. And, I wasn't going to talk about this today. Last night I thought about it. I thought, people won't even believe this. It's not true. I'm driving to the office, about 20 minutes to get to my office from my home. Coming back to work the night shift. And I'm driving down the main street right up by my house, and I see this fella with his wife or girlfriend on the back of the motorcycle with him. And I'm literally sitting there having these thoughts. I'm going, man, motorcycles sure are neat and sharp fun. I wish I lived way out in the country because I'd ride a motorcycle to work because that's statistically pretty safe. Man, look at that happy young couple. I know they're having fun with the wind in their hair and they're out having a good time. And I was, you know, admiring that, you know, that he was handsome and she was beautiful. And I just like nice things and I like people having a good time. And I thought, gee, I hope they're safe. At least they're wearing helmets. And I just think, God, man, I think about family I've had. I've been in really bad motorcycle accidents I've been in. And I mean, I'm just sitting there thinking, all of a sudden this car, we're going like 40 down William Cannon. This car comes flying up behind him. I mean, one inch almost hitting him. Gyrates out in the lane, flies out in front of me. Fishtails, cuts in front, zooms through a red light. And I saw who was driving. It was a Mexican. And I go, man, that was weird. And I the guardian spirit came up in me. And I know there's good cops that have that. And I wanted to go pull that guy over and beat the hell out of him. But I controlled myself. I thought, you know what? That's just some crazy person. Probably just had a fight with his wife. You know, upset. I assessed it properly. He was upset. Then I turn on William Cannon. I'm on the Mopac side ramp. Somebody in a truck's violently driving and whirving and driving all crazy. Some Mexican. I'm going, something's going on here. My brain starts moving. Then I'm getting on the 290 exit ramp, getting up on 290, Ben White. And another car comes flying right up behind cars, driving violently, swerving, getting right on people's cars. And I go, is that a Mexican? And I accelerate and I shoot up beside him and he's looking at me with hatred. It's a Mexican. Then I exit Lamar and I go down off Ben White down Lamar. I'm on Lamar and there's another car driving violently and it's a Mexican. Folks, the illegal alien crowd was throwing fits in the streets, violently engaging in racial harassment of white drivers yesterday, and I saw it. Man, we are in. The country's gone. And I, political correctness says I'm not supposed to come on air and talk about this. Did you see that around the country yesterday? And is there some type of, like, subconscious psychic transmission that was causing the illegals to do that? Or did the Mexican radio station in Austin, did somebody speak Spanish who was listening to it? Was it an announcement or something to drive crazy? I mean, I probably drove 5 miles, 6 miles to my office, because it's about a 15-minute trip, and I saw four people driving like complete maniacs. I mean, that person almost killed these people on a motorcycle. I mean, driving like psychopathically. Now, it's hard for me to come on air and even talk about that because I know our tribalism. Because I go to my rallies and the events and all my good Hispanic friends are there and Hispanic families and great American people. And again, more predominantly of the Congressional Medal of Honor winners are Hispanic. And over a third of those that founded Texas were Hispanic. But the media has taken that birthright from you and tried to say you're not part of Texas, you're not part of America, you're not part of the Alamo, you're not Juan Navarro, you're not part of any of this, San Jacinto, you didn't write the Constitution, the Bill of Rights of Texas. You have no part of this country. They tell you that. And I guess the people violently driving around yesterday had that, and they took it as some type of affront that they weren't getting. And listen, maybe they lived here 10 years. Maybe their granddaddy came over here and somebody called him a name or was mean to him. And so now you're driving around in the 21st century with all these yuppies who feel sorry for themselves and think they're bad and are all guilty. And it's two worlds colliding, folks. But, I mean, I saw that, and I know good and well what I saw. And, frankly, it was scary. Because it's tribal. And I tell the people that were tribally angry yesterday and throwing fits on the roads of Austin and all over the country, I would guess, the elite plan is to overrun the country and drive down the wages and have us all fight with each other. I'm not saying that you've been here 10 years and, yeah, this was Mexico and, sure, you've got some type of birthright here and blah, blah, blah. But you understand the bigger picture, the New World Order is using you to bring down this country and see how much you are angry at the country that you expect the Congress to give you a tax amnesty for 5 years and to give amnesty to aggravated felons and all this stuff? It's all the big companies wanting cheap labor and wanting to destroy the middle class and wanting to bankrupt this country and bankrupt the states. I'm not your enemy. I want you to have a good life. I want you to do good. But they've taught us all this tribal bull of where somebody's got to fall for somebody to rise. It isn't how it works. And the argument would be, well, wait, I thought you just said they're here to drive down the wages. In the big economic picture, this will be detrimental to the middle class of the United States. Now, I've said if the illegal aliens coming in were pro-gun, pro-U.S., anti-New World Order, even though it would hurt the economy in the midterm, I would probably still support it. I'll take anybody to fight the New World Order. That's the whole name of the game. But they're not. You have to play chess here and see the grand picture. They're going to vote for gun control and everything else, folks, and they probably will get their amnesty in the future. That's the crisis we've entered into here. And it doesn't matter if you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or, you know, polka dotted. Your children are breathing the drug-resistant immune TB. It is spreading all over the country. They've shut up sanitariums coast to coast quietly. The average person with TB will give it to 40 people in 1 year. That's a federal number. I don't know how accurate it is, but I know it's a lot of people get it. I don't care if your kid is white and from Russia, or your child's from Poland, or your child's from Germany, or your child's from Mexico. We always talk about Mexico, because that's the majority, and it's a country we've had a couple wars with who doesn't like this country. And they haven't given up their nationalism. Americans have been taught to give up our nationalism, but the Mexicans have been taught to have theirs, and they're here with leprosy. 7,000 cases. Last time I saw the numbers, from 3 cases in all the decades before to 7,000 in 1 year in 2005. They got a leper colony outside Palestine, Texas. A leper colony. And they don't even check these people for diseases. They did 100 years ago if you came in here from Ireland or Italy or Eastern Europe or Japan. They don't now, because the government doesn't care about us. Now, you're a Mexican-American, and you're like, well, don't call me Mexican-American, I'm an American. Yeah, I mean, don't call me a German-American or a French-American or an Alsatian-American or a British-American. I'm an American, too. I don't walk around talking about, you know, what Heinz 57 I am. If you're in this country and you live here, I mean, do you want your children breathing all this? I mean, this is really going on. This is really happening. This society is in deep, deep, deep crisis. Yeah, I'll get into the bombing, but let me cover the economy first. Listen to this. And I literally have like 15, 20, I didn't even count. I got a stack of business news here. On the M3 money supply, the whole ratios of inflation, truly it's over 13% per annum. I mean, stuff that'll curl your hair. Banks calling in loans when they're 90% paid, when people aren't even in default. I bet a lot of you didn't read those 500 pages you signed when you got that house loan, did you? I'm not just talking about ARMs. They're calling in stuff that aren't even adjustable rate mortgages. BIS warns of Great Depression dangers from credit spree. Now, you got to love the people that designed this and set all this up. And always you consolidate during these periods. See, they, quote, issue the money. They get their assets when they implode economies. That's the big, dirty secret about banking. That's 101 banking, by the way. But the general dumb public doesn't know that. The Bank of International Settlements, the world's most prestigious financial body, has warned that years of loose monetary policy has fueled a dangerous credit bubble, leaving the global economy more vulnerable to another 1930s-style slump than generally understood. 1930s-style slump, if you call it that. Virtually nobody foresaw the Great Depression of the 1930s or the crisis, which affected Japan and Southeast Asia in the early 1990s. There's still a depression in Japan. In recent times, in fact, each downturn was preceded by a period of non-inflationary growth exuberant enough to lead many commentators to suggest that a new era had arrived, said the bank. Only a new era of people not recognizing inflation and having unreasonable exuberance. The BIS, the ultimate bank of central bankers, pointed to the confluence of worrying signs citing mass insurance, issuance of new fangled credit investments and instruments, soaring levels of household debt, extreme appetite for risk shown by investors, and enriched imbalances in the world currency system. Entrenched imbalances in the world currency system. Behind each set of concerns lurks a common factor of highly accommodating financial conditions. Tail events affecting the global economy might at some point have much higher cost than is commonly supposed, it said. The BIS said China may have repeated the disastrous errors made by Japan in the 80s when Tokyo let rip with excess liquidity. Then it gets into the U.S. It just gets worse from there. Hold there, I'd like.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Come, you masters of war. Here that build the big guns. Here that build the death planes.
I've watched all these minority leaders every time I turn on PBS telling black folks, Hispanics, everybody, get out, get the American dream, buy yourself a home.
Here that hide behind.
But all they do is give them adjustable interest rate mortgages. Or adjustable rate mortgages, which you don't even own, and they can jack up the interest rate. But now they're calling in the loans, and I thought we'd go over that. This is out of the London Telegraph. Bank set to call in a swath of loans. Well, I'm, and by the way, this is a catch-22 for me, like everything is, but I'm doing the right moral thing. I don't even want this fiat thing to implode. We're all tied into it, folks. I could play along with a lie, which the mainstream media has been doing up until about now, which shows the elite wants things to implode now, or very soon. Or I could warn you about what's going on, which is what we do. Of course, you can just deny that mortgages and banks exist, kind of like they deny there's a move to ban free speech on talk radio, and kind of lie. I mean, it's just off the charts. Everything is off the charts. I'm going to plug a couple sponsors right now that are fantastic folks. My friends, listen to me very, very carefully. We have to store food for our families if we are going to stay free and stay alive. The prime rule of power is that you control nations with oil and people with food. If countries with ethnic cleansing that euthanize the elders and kill the young, preferably before they're born, and starve everyone else in between, bullets and the manpower to pull the triggers are too expensive and time-consuming. Starvation, economic depravation have always been the preferred method of eliminating undesirables. I would warn all of you to get prepared and get some storable food so you don't have to stand in a bread line to give up whatever money, whatever wealth, whatever guns you've got left. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you'll never stand in the bread line if you have your own bread. Do what it takes to store food now. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. You know, the government, what tells me they're getting ready to really pull something, too, is all these billboards saying have a week of food, have a month of food and water, so they can go, we told you, oh, but you need 2 years of it. Oh, we're the government, we love you. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com. And then we got another fine sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, and that is, of course, Solutions from Science in Thomas, Illinois. They've got an offer at blacklistedherbs.com on one of their best-selling products, Shilajit from Shilajit, from the mountains in Nepal there in Tibet and surrounding areas. It is a residue that builds up in the high mountains, 84 different types of minerals in ionic form. Solutions from Science in Thomas, Illinois has made this offer very easy. You just order at their website or on the phone or via the mail, and they just send you an invoice, no credit card, no nothing. And in 3 months, when your supply is gone, if you want more, you pay for the first supply and get your second supply. It's just, hey, if you like it, pay us for it. Boy, that's a good deal. 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, or blacklistedherbs.com. And I do, in closing for this hour, hope you go to prisonplanet.tv and get a 15-cent a day membership there, because we need to continue our fight against the New World Order. And it's a great activist tool, very informative. TV shows, all the films, it's all there. My book, Paul Lawson's book, a bunch of other films. Great deal, thousands of pieces of media, $5.95 a month. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free, or just get a trial monthly. PrisonPlanet.tv, and we need your support to continue what we're doing and to expand our operations. When we get back, I'm going to finish up with Bank of International Settlements warns of Great Depression globally. Banks set to call in swath of loans. I talk to most adults, and they don't even know that banks call in loans. You know when they call them in? When your note's half paid or 90% paid, and they do analysis of your financial worth, and they do it when you can't pay.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Interesting.